I think the theme of today is fun, and we all need some fun. Well, we just had some fun talking about the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters, and now we're going to talk about your community picnic. That's right, your community picnic. It's fast approaching. It's a free community picnic put on by Encourage, and it's time for our Encourage update. The Encourage is located at 478 East Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. The phone number is 715-423-3863. By the way, their beautiful building is right across the street from Hotel Mead. That's the location. So you probably know if you've seen the building. But we have Corey Anfinson here and Jenna Moran, and they're talking about the upcoming community picnic. I've been involved with it now for a few years, and it's a fun time, and it's going to be even bigger and better this year. Good morning, gang.
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning, Carl.
Okay, so let's first off, everybody's wondering, what's the date of the community picnic?
Mark your calendars. The first Wednesday in August.
Okay.
Wednesday, August 3rd.
August 3rd. And same location as last year on the West Riverbank?
You betcha.
Okay. That worked out so well last year.
It did. It was beautiful.
Yeah, you had all the vendors and plenty of area for people to hang out at, and tables galore, and it was just, wow. I mean, it was like I call it the ultimate family reunion. You know, because the vibe that you have with, and then you had the great music and all the different food vendors that stepped forward and said, yeah, we want to be a part of this thing.
Yes,
so.
And that announcer, gosh.
Oh, yeah, thank you. And yes, I will be doing it again this year. I'll be honored to do that. The first Wednesday, talk about some of the things that are going to be happening this year, or maybe some differences, or let's get folks excited.
Well, there's lots to be excited about this year. The location, like you said, is beautiful. It's right on the banks of our beautiful Wisconsin River, so we can't ask for a better place and better scenery. But we also know that we're expecting between 6,000 and 7,000 people this year. So we've expanded our footprint a little bit this year. So you're going to see some more street closures this year earlier on in the day so that we can get prepared, because we have a lot of food vendors. I'll let Jen tell you about those. But we've just been so thankful that our neighbors in the downtown, so the businesses downtown, have been so wonderful to work with, and our understanding of our need to close the streets and be available so that we can set up for the event. So I just want to give a big shout out to all of our downtown neighbors who are supporting the picnic in that way.
And I would urge folks who are coming downtown for the picnic to check out, maybe even stop in and visit these downtown businesses and do some business. If you haven't been to the downtown in quite some time, there's some changes happening.
There is, and it's going to be alive and vibrant on August 3rd, because we're going to have about 6,000 to 7,000 people down there. The picnic is between the hours of 4:30 and 8 p.m.
Okay.
And to make this picnic happen, it takes a lot of manpower. So I just want to also thank all the volunteers that we have. We're going to have about 300 volunteers this year working in two-hour shifts. We have volunteers coming in for setup and cleanup, so it's been fabulous. We are still looking for a few more volunteers on our second shift for the 6 to 8 p.m., and if anyone's interested, they can certainly give us a call at Encourage, and we'd be happy to sign them up.
Yeah, and it's a fun event to work.
Yes.
Everybody has a good time. And people, and folks, I would encourage you, pun not intended, when you see one of my fellow volunteers wearing a volunteer t-shirt, to tell them thank you for doing that. I think that would be a nice gesture on your part to say, hey, you're a volunteer. Thank you for doing that.
We certainly can't say thank you enough, so all the help we can get, we'll take.
Yeah, so I mean,
those volunteers thank you.
So if you see a volunteer, you're at the picnic, you're having a good time with your friends and family, you see a volunteer, go wave them over and say, hey, just wanted to say thank you.
Yeah, and that's in the true spirit of the community picnic. When we established this picnic 5 years ago, it was really to think about how do we celebrate our community's assets. And our biggest and best asset that we have as a community is our people. 300 volunteers. That's fabulous. So I love that you're asking people to say hello, but our biggest ask at this year's picnic, which it has always been, is come to the picnic and meet somebody new.
Yeah.
That's the only thing we ask for people. So if you meet one of the volunteers, great. But if you meet somebody in the food line, or maybe you meet somebody while you're watching the flyboard guy, mm-hmm. that's great, because that's our only ask. So we think that this is a great place to be, and the assets that we have, including our people, we're so fortunate, and that's exactly what the picnic is for, to celebrate as a community this beautiful place that we all call home.
Yeah, and be receptive to if someone comes up to you and says, hi, my name is... This is like we're all big family. Like I said, this is like a big family reunion.
It is.
And I had a nice talk with a gentleman who moved up here from the Chicagoland area. Mm-hmm. Was absolutely in love with the area. Was happy to have... He works out in Stevens Point, which shows you, you know, the nature... Our urbanization of this area, people are... willing to commute to, and I said, well, why did you want to live in Wisconsin Rapids? He goes, I fell in love with this community.
Awesome.
And he goes, why? He goes, I work in Point, but I want to live here. And this is the reason why.
That's great.
Yeah. And so, that's how one of the benefits of striking up that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a person like me who's a homeboy, who I went away to college and everything else and came back, but you can talk about, okay, well, let me talk to you about some of the things you might want to check out, you and your family, and welcome first off, and here's some things. But he was just enthralled with the community.
Awesome.
And every visitors talk about this area, how friendly it is and how friendly the people are. Now, we're going to have, let's see, how many food vendors? Now, you can't have a picnic without food, and the food has been fabulous.
Carl, do you want me to get you excited and list off the vendors
okay.
we have so far?
I'll start drooling again.
Great. Sounds good. I've got some napkins over here. We've got Harold Daltonberg coming back, and he was one of our very first partners
reached
out the first year and said, what can I bring? So he will be bringing corn again, and I'm so excited for that. Dilly bars from Dairy Queen, cheese curds from Dairy State Cheese, got cotton candy from our very own Carol Davis, also called Crazy Davis Sugar Emporium.
And that helps the Teen Fireworks Committee.
Not from this night, but she also does do cotton candy for teen fireworks, you betcha. Epic Shave Ice, Great Expectations, Heartland is donating potato chips, we've got cookies from Hidden Creek Kitchens with ODC, Higher Grounds Bakery and Coffee Shop doing cupcakes, and then also the buns for our for our chicken sandwiches and hamburgers, and Knights of Columbus will be grilling those.
Way to go, Knights of Columbus, that's a new...
Yes. And IGA, they actually grilled last year as well, but they were a brand new partner last year, and IGA provided the meat, and they are doing that this year as well. We've got deep fried cheese curds from J Squared Catering, baked potato bar kind of from Wisconsin Potato Vegetable Growers Association. We've got, let's see here, jerk pork and jerk chicken from Jamaican Kitchens, pizza with Rocky Rococo's. Shaw Lee is doing egg rolls and fried rice. Crab rangoons and fried rice. And then Wild Horse is doing barbecued pork. And Ruby Reds is going to have some trail mix. And then the Tao community of Wisconsin Rapids is doing egg rolls. And they're a brand new partner that we're very excited about.
I think people are familiar with them because they have been at various festivals and various farmers markets.
Yes, absolutely. Let me wipe my mouth here.
Okay. Okay, so in between, when I'm not announcing, I'll be hitting the food stands.
Yes.
but it works pretty smoothly. Now, you say you're going to... So how's the layout going to be affected with the bigger crowd anticipated?
It's going to just be a little different this year. We did have to make some changes with power availability. So the food will actually mainly be on West Grand Avenue between the west end of the bridge and 2nd Avenue.
Okay.
And then also on 2nd Avenue South, we'll have more food vendors. So it'll be a little L-shaped this year instead of all on 1st Avenue South.
Okay.
So just a little different from last year. Mostly on 1st Avenue South, we'll actually have kids entertainment. So we'll have inflatables. We're really excited about the STEM Vortex.
STEM Vortex?
Yes, it is a brand new, it's similar to...
Science, technology,
engineering
and math.
You betcha. Let's generate some enthusiasm there with for the young kids to get more into STEM.
Okay.
Yep. We'll have music on 1st Avenue, and Pam Ross will be coordinating them again this year.
Is that what my announcing area will be on 1st Avenue?
You are correct, yes,
okay.
Absolutely.
I'm just visualizing this in my head.
And then for the 21-plus crowd, we'll have the beer on 1st Avenue as well. Corey, if I'm missing something, feel free to jump in here.
Yeah, we'll have the new fire safety, the smokehouse will also be down there this year, which is really exciting for the kids. and the flyboard guy, like we mentioned.
Oh, that was cool last year.
And there'll
that
be
is
some,
gross.
Some folks out on stand-up paddle boards demonstrating that we can use the river in many different ways. So that's exciting,
absolutely.
Too.
Okay. And last year, you even had a drone flying over above taking. There were some cool photos I saw.
Really neat photos. We're hoping to have that this year as well.
Okay. It's all happening at your free community picnic in downtown Wisconsin Rapids, Wednesday, August 3rd. We want you to put that on your calendar. We want you to get your friends, family, and we're going to talk about, like, for instance, oh, you're saying, well, Grandma, she needs some help, or we need a special parking. We're going to tell you all about that. We're going to take a quick break and then come back and tell you more about your community picnic. But then we're also going to be talking about some fun at the zoo. Yeah, we have a zoo that has a lot of fun events for families as well, and encourages involved with that. Corey Anfinson and Jenna Moran are here. We're talking about the community picnic. No cost involved for to attend, but there are costs involved. So we want to get away from calling it a free, because there is a cost involved, and there's a strategy involved here too.
Yeah. So when Encourage started the community picnic, you know, we fully funded this picnic, and in the spirit that, you know, we know eventually we'd like this community picnic to continue to grow, but to be fully supported by the community in many different ways. And that could be money, it could be monetary, but also think about the volunteer hours, time that people put in, so, and the talent. So our musicians come and they perform, they're giving their talent to the picnic. So it's what people can give. And Harold Altenberg really just, you know, is a true leader in that, because the first year he called and said, what can I bring? What can I give? So there are still costs involved for the community picnic, but there is no cost for anyone to come and enjoy and participate.
But I'm glad you brought that up, because that's how I got involved. What can tell and could you? Well, listen, I can talk.
No.
I can be your local, and I do more than, I have some announcements I make throughout the night and the like, and I'll introduce the bands, and if it's like last year, it's going to be another Friends of Rapids Music Jam Session. Some of the, because a lot.
We anticipate.
Because that's what it was last year, and which was a lot of fun. That was one of the highlights for a lot of people, was the music and the different people that came from different. Isn't he or she with that group, or aren't they?
Yes, it's a mashup of the best kinds.
Yeah, and that's fun. That's what makes it feel like a community. It's like
absolutely
what you would do in a hey, okay, let's get the guitars ready. Let's go have some fun. And then you got to have, you know, they got that entertainment, and you got the stuff going on the water. Now, with a big crowd like this, elderly and or people with physical challenges are wondering, well, we want to come too, but how can we get to the picnic, or how can we park or whatever? So can you help those folks
absolutely
out?
Yep. Main parking will be, the nice thing about parking downtown as opposed to when it was at Red Sands is that this is all paved parking, which is pretty cool, and it's all lined already. So the main parking will be in the Centralia Center's lot. And then also have special parking that's a little more easily accessible and closer to the picnic area in the parking lot between the Centralia Center and the Tribune Building. So we'll have special parking there, and you just have to let our parking volunteers know if you have special needs for parking, and we'll try to help you as best as we can.
Okay, and there's volunteers to help people with their food and the like. And if you would like to help out in that regard, they can use volunteers during that. I would like helping someone that has some physical challenges enjoy the picnic.
Call us.
Call us.
So,
call us, email us, Facebook.
Because we want everybody. Mm-hmm. Like I said, this is our community picnic. Yes. That's our family reunion, as it were. And it has become that way. You were talking about the goal is for the people to embrace this and to help make it sustainable and like throughout a variety of ways. And what you're seeing as attendees are, hey, let's get together like we did last summer.
Mm-hmm.
And the circle enlarges and people, and then they meet somebody and you got, and I, because I'm a people watcher. I love watching people interact. Mm-hmm. And I see a lot of that from the announcing area. And people shaking hands and hugging one another and having eating together or getting a beverage together, mm-hmm. and that's what you want.
Yeah, the picnic is to promote community and relationships and our connections to each other and our connections to this place that we call home. And so it's a great way for people to come, connect with one another, connect with people they already know, but it's a great way for them to also think about, how do I give to the community? Picnicking, you can do so in many ways. If you're wanting to give a community picnic, you could certainly, we have a fund that encourages people could donate to the community mm-hmm. picnic. We have some fabulous partners that Jenna could tell you about who are contributing to the community picnic in that way.
Okay, let's talk about those partners.
Wonderful. It's just so, it's been so enlightening and just wonderful and inspirational to see the community reach out to us in so many awesome ways. And we've reached out to them as well. But, you know, you can give in any way, like Tori said, monetary, volunteer hours, space. So I would just love to share some examples of that. So, for example, people who have given monetarily, we've had Solaris, Renaissance, Verso, Catalyst, Local 2187. They've donated to the picnic. We've also had people give, for example, Current Technologies. They're providing some generators and extension cords and just
That's
helping
important.
A lot with helping so much with power and just helping me, who is, you know, I'm not a power heavy per se, but they've helped me learn so much. It's insane. Also, the labor hall will be having our volunteer hub in there, and we'll have, like, you know, some first aid kits in there. So they're just giving us their space, which is so wonderful.
So is that where I check in this year? Because the Tribune building is under construction.
Correct. So, yep, our volunteer hub will be changing locations.
Yes. Okay, I'm glad you brought that up, because I was wondering, no, it can't be the Tribune building, because that's a construction site now.
Yeah. and also, you know, nice and close to the Tribune building, Moravian Church has been wonderful. For example, so the Tau community of Wisconsin Rapids, as I said, was a new partner with the egg rolls. Moravian Church is letting the Tau community make the egg rolls there and freeze them in their freezer space.
Oh,
and it's just so, it's absolutely amazing just how the proximity and how close they are to the picnic, you know, to just be able to then walk those egg rolls right over to our other storage for them for when it's actually comes time to hand them out during the picnic.
Okay.
So that is just invaluable. You know, examples like that. We also have residents helping us plan for the second year now in a row, and that's Tammy Saluski and her daughter Sarah Saluski. And their expertise has also been invaluable with just helping with logistics. And so Tammy is my co-chair and Sarah is the lead for food, and it's just been such a wonderful
It's nice to see different aspects of the community. Those groups that you mentioned, you had the business community, you had labor, you had a church, the faith community. You have, different aspects of the community coming together and saying, yeah, let's get this done. Let's make this a biggie. Let's even make it bigger than last year.
We have some great groups volunteering as groups this year, which I think
cool.
is really exciting. So some people who work together said, hey, let's put a team together to volunteer together. So an example of that is the health department. They have a team coming in to help us with setup for a couple hours in the afternoon. So as a staff, they're going to use it as a team building event. LHS Student Council volunteered. And so we have quite a number of those young students coming out and volunteering during the shift.
Way to go, alma mater.
Yes. And then we definitely need to give a shout out and a thanks to our local football teams who are helping us with setup and cleanup. So this year we're happy to say we added another team of football players. So we're going to have the Port Edwards football players and the Assumption football players coming in, helping us set up tents, tables, and chairs in the morning. And then at the end of the night, when everyone's tired and we're all exhausted from this great event, we have the LHS football team coming in and saving the day and helping us with all of our cleanup. So we couldn't be
thankful.
For all of those young guys.
Yeah, way to go, guys. Way to go. That is great. So, again, it's August 3rd. Market, you don't want to miss it. You do not want to miss it. You will regret it. And all we want right now is prayers to the good Lord for a beautiful, beautiful day and evening, just like we had last year.
It's going to be sunny in 77. I know.
Oh, that would be perfect.
74.
74 would be even better.
And a nice, cool, a light breeze, just a beautiful evening, no bugs, no nothing. Just friendly conversation, great food, great music, and a lot of fun. Okay, but that's not the only thing. Helen's Zoo House at your Wisconsin Rapids Zoo has become a fun place for families, especially families with young children.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't checked out the zoo, the way Wisconsin Rapids decided to remake its zoo was to make it a family-friendly more of a padding type, more of an educational, and Helen Zuhaus created, and Encourage played a role in helping with that. And there's a lot, there's some fun things that are happening. I have a Bruce the Bug Guy. First off, I love came. Hi, I'm Bruce the Bug Guy.
Yes, he has a very interesting arthropod zoo that he brings. So he's next up on our lineup for our zoo events this summer.
When is it?
And that'll be on Tuesday, July 26th. And Bruce will be having an 11 a.m. and a 1 p.m. show. Just as a little FYI, it seems that the 1 p.m. shows are a little, there's a little bit of a smaller crowd. And I'm guessing it's, you know, it's a popular nap time. So it seems
okay.
To be a smaller
I take my nap
crowd.
At 1.
Yeah. Well, listen, maybe you have the kids take a nap earlier, or say, listen, you don't have to nap until after the show.
That's true. That could work too.
Or, you know, have a picnic lunch and then have...
Yeah, I mean, it's perfect. You can come beforehand, enjoy the huge playground that's right outside the zoo house, have a picnic lunch, like you said, or walk through the zoo.
And then, Mommy, look it. It's Bruce the Bug Guy. Okay, so that's coming up on the...
Tuesday, July 26th.
Okay, that's the last Tuesday of the month.
A couple weeks.
Yeah.
And then following that will be David Stokes and his summer wildlife show. I believe he calls it Nature's Biggest, Strongest, and Smelliest. And that is Tuesday, August 9th, also 11 a.m. and 1 p.m.
That sounds like a show that will definitely be aimed at little boys.
Might be. These programs are all made possible through the Helen Mead Fund over at Encourage. And she, you know, Helen just had such a passion for animals and wanted to be sure that everyone could share that passion.
Passion for animals and also for children.
Mm-hmm.
She
wanted
something that the kids could enjoy. At a zoo, and it's wonderful. So take advantage of that.
Yeah, we've already had a couple very successful ones this summer.
So yeah, I hear it's becoming very popular.
Yes,
and so let the other, if you know, if you've been going and you know another family that would enjoy, let them know and get together as a group and take the kids, and then moms and dads can maybe support one another. We know, especially for new parents. I haven't had sleep in 2 days. It's been three for me. Okay. Right now, though, what we want is we got a lot of volunteers for our community picnic, but we can always use more. Are there any particular areas where you could use some expertise, some help, or some talents?
Or time frames.
Well, we'll take any talent, but we are specifically looking for folks to help on our 6 to 8 p.m. shift. So we have a wide variety of positions still available and some things. So if you're passionate about the environment, for example, we have some positions where people work as waste stewards because the picnic provides all compostable products. And so we want to be mindful of our footprint that we're leaving. So we provide compostable products for each vendor to use as well. And so we have residents who are working as volunteers manning those waste stations so that they can tell people, make sure you put this fork in this compostable bin, and why? Why is that important? And so if you're passionate about the environment, we got a position for you. But we also have positions, you know, we need folks to help, like you said, carry food trays. If someone needs a little help taking their boxes of pizza back to their place, we can help them with that. We have people who clean up the tables. We have people helping with parking. We have people helping serve beer. We have people helping at the volunteer station.
Handing out food.
Yeah, there is... a millions of jobs.
And if you don't, and if you're in between those millions of jobs, just being a friendly voice and a welcoming host, saying, hey, welcome, come on over.
Yes.
If you see someone that looks, what's going on here? Come over. It's a picnic. We want you here. We want all of you there. We want your family, your extended family, your friends and neighbors at the, how many years now is this?
This will be the 5th annual community picnic.
The 5th annual community picnic. It's Wednesday, August 3rd, downtown Wisconsin Rapids on the West Riverbank. And you can go to the Encourage website for more information. We'll be telling you all about it. But get your friends and family together for what's going to be a very special evening of great food, great conversation, music, and fun, and being proud of living in this part of God's world.